Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampello and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Hello.
Today is May 21st, 2008, and we have a couple wonderful guest authors with us. Beth Williamson and Christine Diabu will be joining us.
Yes.
Beth Williamson, you can't say cowboys without thinking of her. She
yes.
has a love of all things Western that does shine out in her writings and especially from her covers.
Mm-hmm.
She writes for Samhain Lucid. I always want to call it Loose ID because I read. Liquid Silver and soon to be out with Kensington. And then Christine writes dark and sexy futuristic romances, paranormals, and light contemporaries. She writes
mm-hmm.
for EC. And I read on her blog that recently she just bought the entire 7 seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I own too.
I'm going to harass her about more in the Eternal Bound series, so I can't wait to get her on here for that. So, yeah, I'm not above bugging the guests. Yeah. So, Michelle, anything exciting happened this week in your life?
I was adopted by a band of rogue kittens.
That's interesting. What happened there? Because you guys need one more animal over there. Yeah.
I think it's gotten out in the animal kingdom that this is the house to go to if you're lost, abandoned, mildly hungry, bored.
Yes. Well, I did send a Benji-like looking dog out with that information.
Yeah, well, he spread the word around. So, yeah, I've got a litter of baby kittens living in my wood pile. looking for some good homes for them. I can't take care of all of them, but they were pretty small, so we're getting them people-friendly and ready to be adopted out. And, yeah, so that was the exciting thing that happened this weekend. But I guess I should probably announce that I do have a book signing coming up June 14th.
Yes, you do.
I will be in Wichita, Kansas. They have a brand-new Barnes & Noble at Bradley Fair. It just opened in April. And if anybody happens to be in the Wichita, Kansas area on June 14th, I would love for you to stop by. I will be bringing some romance goodie bags with me to give out for free to people who come to the signing. First come, first serve, and there'll be goodies in it from several different authors. And if you're an author and you want to be in the goodie bag, if you have a book that's available through Barnes & Noble, just email me, and I'll be happy to get you in there. The more the merrier.
Yes.
Oh,
excellent.
And the signing is from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, always with the details. Always forgetting those. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Bradley Fair is in Wichita, Kansas, Rock Road at 21st.
You hurry. Like, we have to cut to commercial. I love that.
No, I'm trying to, like, I know there's something that's supposed to be saying. I suck at advertising. No one's going to hire me for that.
We still love you.
Well, it's like, I don't want to sit here and talk about it forever, because I know we have, some guests coming on, so it's kind of like, okay, wait. This. Did I get it?
We should also let everybody know that starting next week, we are nights. So mm-hmm. Raven Radio is going to Raven Summer Nights, so that should be fun, exciting. Same day, just 11 p.m. to 12 a.m.
That's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time.
We tend to confuse a lot of people with our timings.
Yes,
because we always forget.
Yes. We confuse ourselves with it anymore.
But that's not hard.
No,
we're
it's
unexpected.
Not. Yeah, so we're really excited about that, and we also need to also let everybody know ahead of time, just in case we run out of time today, that we will be having Angela James, executive editor, that's all, folks. Yes, I can speak, and I'm on the radio. She will be coming on and joining us June 18th, and she'll be doing Ask an Editor, so you can email your questions in now or call in that day, whatever you want, hop in the chat room, and anything you want to ask the editor, go ahead and do it. And Michelle always knows her email address. I never do.
And you're the one who made it.
I know.
It's ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. You can email questions for Angie. She'll be happy to answer them. We will make her.
Yes.
I don't think she was very scared, but I tried.
Yeah.
And then you can also email questions or comments about the show. We love hearing from you. So that was ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Yes.
If you would like to call into today's show, the listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges do apply. Mm-hmm. For more information on using your computer to chat live with us during the broadcast, please visit ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts. It's really easy to find. You just go into the chat room, and you can ask us things that we will read on air.
Yes, and also before we get to today's guest, we need to once again thank Gina Showalter for coming on last week with us, and we need to announce our winner from the Win Her Darkest Night book. I think Michelle has her information on that.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm scrolling through my sheet.
It's okay, man. Scroll away. I got no sheets today. I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
I made my own. Yeah, the paperback copy of The Darkest Night by Gina Showalter, the winner was Stephanie N., and we will be emailing you back with information to get your information, and that book will be coming from Amazon.com.
Right, yes. And congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
And everyone who joined, yes, and yeah, thank you very much, everybody, for doing the contest, and that it was a lot of fun. And thank you again, Gina, for joining us last week. So this week, I want to start off with Christine.
Okay, Christine.
Excited? We should get her. I'm trying to get the knocking to do because we just can't have someone not have knocking. There we go.
You and your knock.
I like the knock. Don't mock the knock, all right? Christine, are you there? Christine?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Raven Radio.
Thank you very much.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know you, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
I sure can. I am an EC author. I've been published with them since July of 2007, so not that long. I have five books out. I've sold seven. And I like to dwell in the world of science fiction, fantasy, and hot romance.
Yes. Now, say your last name.
DeBow.
DeBow. Okay.
DeBow. I always
or however else you'd like to refer to it.
Yeah, DeBow. Okay.
I say Diabu.
See, I do that too.
Abu
I do
from Aladdin. I'll be okay.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I always want to do the stop and pronounce it in so many other Italian last name ways. You know, with the stopping and doing the duh in front of it. Yeah. So sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, can we give your website real quick to everybody too, in case they want to look along as they listen?
Certainly, it is www.Christine, Christine DeBow, DeBow.com.
Okay, and your newest release is what?
It is called The Bond That Heals Us. It's book two in my Eternal Bond series, and it follows the story of Sarah Ferguson, who is a doctor on an Earth colony set way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, and in Davin.
And Davin, yes.
Yes.
My tattooed hero.
Him. Oh, my God. And the cover is hot, hot, hot. Hot.
Oh, I just did a happy dance when I saw those tattoos. I'm like, yes.
Now, are there more in this series? Before we even get to this one, I want to know, are there more?
Yes, there are. The third book has just been purchased, and I'm actually doing edits right now, and book four is in the works.
Okay, so in case you need someone to read over that arc, I am available. I just wanted to let you know. I'm sure Michelle will offer her services as well.
No, I'm just waiting for you to insert the book four's heroine name is Mandy.
Yes, I try all the time. You know what? The only person who's taken me up on this is J.C. Burton to date. So I want more Mandys in the world.
You want a Mandy?
You know,
I can do a Mandy for you.
I love
it.
You
know what would be even funnier is if everybody did Michelle just to rub it into Mandy's face. I know I'd get a kick out of it.
Well, I
That's
have to
wrong.
Say, I did use in book three the name of a friend of mine, and she was quite pleased. So I can slide those ones in there for you, no problem.
Excellent. See, this is love. See, we're having her on all the time. Okay, so can you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the series and what it is and, you know, all that good stuff?
Excellent. Well, the first book is called The Bond That Ties Us, and it kind of came out of a bout of frustration that I was having. I had attempted to write historicals, and I quickly discovered I am not a historical author, which is fine. So I kind of flipped and wrote futuristics, which is what I always have enjoyed my whole life, watching science fiction on TV, reading it, et cetera. So combining it with romance was a natural combination for me. And it kind of came out of a reoccurring dream that I was having, a particular scene where it was driving me nuts. So I sat down, I wrote this book. And lo and behold, I actually sold it. So I hadn't thought of it being a series until I started getting emails from people saying, so when Sarah started coming out,
yeah.
Oh,
isn't that
I should
a great
do
feeling,
that.
Though?
It was wonderful. I was shocked. So as I was sitting around camping one evening, trying to fend up ourselves off from the mosquitoes, we were sitting there with a bottle of wine and a pad of paper, and I'm like, let's figure out book two. And Sarah and Davin's story kind of came from that. So it's been a very fun universe for me to work in and write, so I've had a lot of fun with it.
Do you find yourself getting ideas for other universes while you're working on this and then, like, kind of dabbling over there too, or...?
Oh, yes, I have creative ADD. I have a really hard time.
Funny, I can relate.
Living in one world. Well, I actually, one of the books I've just recently sold to EC is, it takes place on another Earth colony, but this one is sort of the Mars environment, so I've switched. I have two parallel ones going, and now I've just started a third series where it's an urban paranormal set in futuristic Toronto. So I'm excited about that one, too.
Now, you're from Canada, correct?
I am indeed.
Yes, you're a
boat. I can whip out my Canadian accent there if you'd like.
No, it's okay. It was sneaking in all on its own. Yeah. I live right on the border here. I'm like, throw a golf ball into Lake Erie. So husband, God love him, the more Labatt's he drinks, the more Canadian he gets. So by the end of it, everything is A and it's very cute. It's very endearing. I don't know.
Well, I lived in Virginia for a few years, and it was really amusing when I would slip and I'd start saying things like, y'all are having a good time, eh? And and it just would go downhill from there.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I noticed when you were talking a little bit of it. I'm like, that's right. She is from Canada. Now, you have to answer a question for us. How is it to have when you're, you know, your main publishers be in the States and dealing with that, you know, that whole difference? Is there an issue, or does it work out pretty well, or how does this go for you?
Do you know what? It works out really well for me. The hardest thing is actually as a writer, is the spelling. Little things that I have no idea that are Canadianisms. Like, I'll write washroom. And it's like, no, you can't use that. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a washroom. Why not? Yeah. But it's just certain phrases. I have to get rid of all of my U's and all of my, you know, behaviors and honor and all those fun words. But actually working with a U.S. publisher has been fantastic. Alora's Cave has been very easy as far as communications, and the checks come quite promptly, so I can't complain.
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you always know you were going to be a writer? How did this happen for you?
Oh, no, actually, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a movie director. That was my thing. From the time I was 7 till I was 14, I wanted to be a movie director. I was going to go to film school. I had it all worked out. And then I met my husband, and I didn't go to film school. I got married and had two kids, but all along the way, I'd been always writing. I always kept journals. I blog. I write fan fiction. I loved it. And when I was home on maternity leave with my second daughter, I was going a little insane. So I decided I was going to write a story, and I sat down, and it kind of bloomed from there.
Well, I noticed on your blog that you had a lot of movie or posts about movies and the sad state of sci-fi and sitcoms and the whole.
Oh, yes.
Didn't you have a blog about how everyone would seem to be dying on the season finales?
Yes,
you know,
I've been crying
too,
a lot.
Because I watch Bones and House, and I'm like, what in the world?
It's every show this season. I think that with the writer's strike, people were just very angsty, and they were killing everyone off.
Yeah, and what's sad is I've only heard of House out of the ones. Buffy, I heard of Buffy too, yeah.
What, you haven't heard of Bones?
Bones is good. I haven't watched all of Bones, but I'm gonna get the DVDs for that one, too.
Angel, from the Buffy series, isn't it, Mandy?
Oh, really?
Oh yes.
Is this another paranormal one? Or?
No, it's forensic anthropology.
It's based on the books by Kathy Reichs.
Okay.
And if you haven't read those, they're phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I have read those. Yeah.
So completely lost, though. Bones? I don't get it. Is it supernatural? I love you, Mandy. You crack me up.
Can we not mock me? Thank you.
It's too easy when it comes to movies. She's still back in the 80s. My Best Friend is a Vampire, I think, is the newest release she's watched.
That was a great flick, by the way.
No, I've enjoyed my TV. I have to say there are certain shows that I have to watch, but no, I think every single show has killed somebody off this year, and I've had enough. I'm
now,
rebelling.
Did you sort of find your way in writing by doing the fanfic, or did that come after you started? How did this work for you?
No, the fanfic actually has just been a recent addition. I'm huge Torchwood fan. Huge Doctor Who.
I have seen that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love
this show. Spin-off of Doctor Who. I have seen that as well.
Excellent. It's sad, my obsession with this show. I was a big Doctor Who fan when I was a kid. So,
yeah.
You know, Saturday was sci-fi day. I would stay in PBS, watch Doctor Who in the afternoon, have supper, watch Star Trek at night, and that was it.
Right.
And when they brought it back, I was doing the happy dance all the way, you know, halfway across Canada because it was like, yes, my favorite
right,
show is back.
Right.
And then
now, I heard Billy's coming back to the show. Is she back on it yet?
Yes, they've been bringing her back. They've been little flashes all season, so I figure
yeah.
the last three episodes of this season we're going to get her.
Yeah. See, now I fell off this season because I mean, when she left, it kind of, I lost the oomph with it. And I have to say, I didn't want to like the newer Doctor Who. I never get the actors' names right because I
David
really
Tennant.
Liked the last one.
Oh, he's so good, though.
He is so good. And you know what? They both are really good. It's just, it was really hard for me to come to terms with it. And I'm not a huge TV fan. Mostly I watch BBC stuff when I do watch TV. And so it's really hard. Like, I'll get emotional and be like, this is exactly why I don't watch TV.
Well, I have to say, with Christopher Eccleston, the first Doctor that they, with the new series, he was phenomenal. And I was absolutely enamored with him. And I didn't want to like David Tennant either when they brought
right,
him on.
Right.
And the man is just perfect for the role because he can switch between being an absolute comic genius and looking like a serial killer in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And
I love the
manic
chemistry he had with Billy on there. I think that did it for me. I decided to go ahead and like him because of the chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was great. And then they brought the character of Jack Harkness in.
Right.
Just,
hubba hubba, yeah.
Make me drool. So I kind of have been very enamored with Torchwood and Doctor Who, and that's kind of where the fan fiction came from. And I just, because I was in the middle of edits and my head was in 16 different places and I needed a break. So this is my way of switching off and just doing something in somebody else's universe.
Oh, what a fun thing to do. Now, do you put these on your web for everyone to get to read, or how do you do this?
Well, I have to say, I'm a closet fan fiction writer. I just posted something here yesterday on my on an alter ego site, so I haven't actually revealed that it's me doing it.
See, now, everybody out there, we need to harass her to get this on her blog. She can do the little disclaimer that she's just,
well,
you know, venturing into the world. She can do the whole thing. I just want to read it. Come on.
Don't pressure her. When you're ready to come out, you can call us, and we will be happy to let the world know.
Thank you. When I come out of my fan fiction closet, you will be the first people I know.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, anyone wanting to call today and help ease her out of the closet, you can reach her at 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. Or you can join the chat room and ask questions in there. They're being really quiet today. And I actually forgot to start my email, so if you have emailed, I suck. I'll do that right now. Okay. Back to the show.
Now, I'm on your book list page right now. And I'm a little intrigued by the Sweet and Spicy Spells one. Well, of course, I just love the paranormal feel of the cover and the title. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. That book came as a result of Wednesday night coffee sessions with Renee Field. I was living in Halifax, Nova Scotia at the time, and we get together on a regular basis just to chat and exchange chapters that we'd written. And one night we just said, you know what, we should write a book together. This would be kind of fun. So we started where we decided to go with siblings, and we wanted to have a bit of an interconnected story. So Renee had her two characters, Keisha and, oh heavens, not Zach, that's mine, Foster. And then I had my two characters, Priscilla and Zach, and we would flip back and forth. So the first chapter had the two sisters together, and it branched from there, and then we alternated chapters, making sure that we had the connections as we went. So there's a bit of a mystery. It's mostly just a fun romp through the world of witches and wizards as they are getting together on Halloween evening.
Can I just say, wow, on his romp in that picture? Well, I mean, I know I'm always talking about the guys on covers, but seriously, he is. He's got Wow. Pow, man. Just
right there. That's Stevie. Stevie has a very nice rump.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, I handled that better, Mandy. I just said, I'm intrigued by the cover.
Guys, you've got to see this cover. The flames are literally licking this guy's ass. It's great. Seriously. I'm going to sell you some books, Christine.
Oh,
my goodness.
I have to say, the covers are...
from Allura's Cave.
They are. And the Allura's Cave covers, I have to say, I just adore them. The ones that I have are yummy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've really gotten good covers there. Now, you said you have signed some more contracts with him. Can
yes.
you talk about it a little bit? Or?
Certainly. So book three in the Eternal Bond series is called The Bond That Consumes Us, and it is Tabor's story. And for anybody who's read the series, this is actually the character I get the most emails about, where he is the sort of the head of security for the Brill, or the alien contingency who live on the Urius colony. He is going to wind up getting put through his paces by a female bartender from a pleasure ship that winds up docking just above the colony.
I got to see. This character, you guys, you're going to love him. Really, you are. If you haven't read this. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have to say, Tabor's my favorite character, and I don't know why what it was about him that kind of struck a chord with me and with other people, because I never intended him to really step into the limelight that much, but... It was surprising that how many people really, really enjoyed his character. So Fallon is going to be giving him a good run for his money here in the upcoming book.
Now, I have to ask, since you said you used to want to be a movie director when you were younger, now, if you could have these be movies, who would you have star in them?
Oh, let's see. There'd definitely be a Vin Diesel in there somewhere.
Oh, the guy with the flame-licking ass part that
oh,
has
yeah.
to be it. Yeah. Sorry, just totally pictured that butt.
Yeah. It's funny. I usually do pick out an actor or an actress to kind of help with the visualization when I'm writing a story. I find I tend to use the same people over and over a little bit, which is not good. But it's,
no,
it's
but do you see them differently in your head, though? Because I do the same thing. Like, Hugh Jackman is like my hero in five books, but I see him different in every book. It's not
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, first book, he's Wolverine. The second book, he's Wolverine with less attitude.
I find I use Gerard Butler a lot.
Yeah.
Well, who couldn't? I mean, come
who
on.
Couldn't, exactly.
I'd like to use him a lot, too.
Use and abuse, as we see.
Oh, yeah.
Mandy, that's a different show.
Sorry.
That's the after hours
show. Save
that
for late nights.
That's where we're moving. Yeah.
Yeah, Gerard Butler is a favorite. John Barrowman, who plays Captain Harkness on Torchwood and Doctor Who, he's a favorite of mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do I use? Daniel Craig, definitely. He's popped up in a few books.
Okay, we have to tell me who he is because I'm never good with actor names.
He's the new Bond.
Oh, okay.
He was
yeah.
in Casino Royale.
Okay, yeah. She knows how to totally explain it to me, the new Bond. The other one I've been like, what do you mean he was at the casino? What?
It's the eyes.
I'm so back on Sean Connery, the last Bond movie I watched.
Okay, we
Mandy,
need to
you're
do
not
something
allowed
to
discuss movies.
No,
yeah.
No, we need to improve this situation
okay.
a little bit.
I've been
who
trying
is...
for years.
Now, your newest, your brand newest one, who would you cast to play each character?
Oh, okay. So Sarah would be, God, who would Sarah be? She's blonde. I want to say Sarah Michelle Gellar because
mm-hmm.
she's got that kind of spunk to her that she wouldn't take any crap off of anyone. She's just
right.
going to go out and do it.
Well, what about Davin?
Sorry?
Who would be Davin, though?
Davin? Oh, see, Davin was Vin Diesel.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He was so Vin.
That poor thing, she'd be broken by the time.
Exactly. But she gives as good as she gets. So it's
true.
She's okay.
True.
And she's Buffy.
Well, at least you
didn't,
like, say Freddie Prinze Jr. or anything.
No.
Aren't they still dating? I don't know. I might be out
I think
of
they're married.
There you go.
Yeah. We are so up on the Hollywood gossip. Back up off us. We are, like, E! Entertainment today.
Well, I'm still recovering from Scooby-Doo.
I don't think anybody can recover from Scooby-Doo.
So let's see. This one is The Bond That Heals Us.
Yes.
The next one is Fallen.
The Bond That Consumes Us, which is
okay.
coming, I hope, in 2008. We'll see.
I love
okay.
these titles.
Oh, I know. These are great.
Did
and
you
then
come up
what,
with these? Or? Sorry? The titles, did you come up with those, or was it like an editor collaboration?
No, these are the very first one, The Bond That Heals, or sorry, The Bond That Ties Us, was my husband.
Oh, really?
He, God love him, he is my first line of defense when it comes to titles, because I'm not very good at them. And I'm like, I need something. And he's like, okay, well, what's your main character's name? It's Haley Bond. He's like, The Bond That Ties Us. How's that? I'm like, you're good. I'm going to hire you.
Can I borrow him?
Done.
Yeah. We're so going to have to, you know, borrow him. She's going to have to loan him out.
He's mine.
I would just use him for yard work and titles, I swear.
And he cooks, too.
Oh, well, he and I would have to arm wrestle over the kitchen then, because I'm one of those really, like, picky people about my kitchen and my...
Really? Because I'm not picky at all.
He's a gourmet chef. I don't share him out very often.
Oh. See, now you're just teasing.
Oh, yeah.
You can have mine. I can't think of any good qualities right now, and I'm sorry, my darling, but I couldn't think of anything good to say on the spot. I'm sorry, we need to have little note cards. You're really good at.
So, yes, my husband came up with the book one title, and then it just kind of, as it grew into a series, I just went along with it. So The Bond That Heals Us came because both Sarah and Davin are healers, doctors and healers.
Okay. Okay.
The Bond That Consumes Us has to do with Tabor and his dominant personality in the bedroom. And then the final book is going to be called The Bond That Saves Us.
Okay, and
that
who's the final book?
That is Sean's story.
Okay.
So it took me 4 books to redeem this poor guy.
I was going to say, this is going to be...
But he winds up getting his own story and his own happily ever after. So I'm happy with this one.
Now, are you going to end the series there, or do you think there's a possibility you could expand?
There is a possibility I can expand. I have a few secondary characters who've kind of crept up over the course of the last 2 books, at least, that I'm tempted to kind of do another spinoff, but we'll see. I have my other book that's going to be coming out called Primal Elements is set on a new colony, and I think I might be playing in that world for a little while.
Okay, well, that was a good answer on the other thing because I would have hung up on you. Okay, I'm just I know Michelle had a question for you.
Oh, I think it was already answered.
Oh, look, Michelle doesn't have a question for you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
now, let's see. I do have a question about you. You did mention that you're married and that, and it's for as much as we tease, Michelle and I have to admit, that we do have very supportive husbands. And you said that yours helps you name things and that. How does he feel about the writing of the erotic and all of that?
He's very supportive. My husband has always been my first editor when it comes to my manuscripts, and he's also a magazine editor himself, so he kind of has that impartial eye. But I know, excuse me, whenever we go out, I'm the one who is hesitant to say, oh, I write erotic romance, and my husband's shouting it from the rooftops, my wife's an author, you got to read her stuff. So he's been amazingly supportive of me and my career here over the past few years, especially as it's kind of caught fire in the past year.
Now, you really have. You came on the scene. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, and you really have. Like, your name has been everywhere popping up. You've been putting a lot out with Alora's Cave and that, and you really are making a solid name for yourself in erotic fiction.
I'm trying. It's been a roller coaster ride. I mean, I actually sold The Bond That Ties Us in January of 2007, and it was released in July.
So
and
it's
since
just
then,
been over a year. Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's just been a year, and I'm blown away. Laura's Cave has been very supportive. I have an amazing editor who I just adore.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, who's your editor? We'll give him props.
Brianna St. James.
Oh, hey, Bree.
Fabulous. Love Bree.
We know Bree.
And I just, it's been fantastic. So I have to say, I've it's been almost a fairy tale for me. I still work full time. I have my evil day job. But I hope maybe someday I'll be able to leave that behind as well and continue on.
Now, can you talk at all about what you do during the day, or is it like a Clark Kent thing? They don't know what you do, so you keep it separate from what you do.
Well, it's funny. I work for a company. How can I say this? I work for a large communications company that everybody knows the name, and you probably have one on your hip, or you know somebody who has one on the hip, and it's kind of like a fruit.
Oh,
is that cryptic
God,
enough for you?
I suck at these. Okay.
I work for a company. I work for the company that makes the BlackBerry.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So any
you
addiction?
Have free samples?
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Was that too obvious?
So I'm actually a manager, and it's funny. A lot of the people I work with know I write, and some of them actually know my pen name, but I don't give that name out very often at work, just to kind of keep the two lives separate.
Right, right. Do you ever find people have certain expectations when they find out what you do and what you write, and that maybe you don't necessarily live that kind of life?
It's funny. I used to be a high school English teacher way back. And when the people who know me, not necessarily right now with my current day job, but when I figure out that I used to teach, they're like, and you write that? And you know those bad words? Oh, my God. So I kind of laugh at that.
I always get the, oh, so do you write children's books?
Yeah.
Apparently I look like a children's book author.
Yeah.
Don't you write nice, you know, love story? Well, no. Well, how do you describe what you write? Sex in space with aliens. And then they look at me like, what?
Yeah.
I can't believe you said that out loud.
I've had on more than one occasion recently, they'll say, well, what is it that you write? And I say, I write paranormal romance and paranormal erotic. I kid you not, several people have looked at me and said, what's paranormal?
Oh, my.
I pretty much figured there wasn't any use in bothering, so I was just like, smile. I'm like, romance. Yeah, I just romance. Right there.
I have in my other pen name, my other incarnation, I write urban paranormal, and mm-hmm. I write fantasy. So it's hard to describe that to people. You know, you can sort of throw romance in there, and people go, oh, yeah, I know what that is. But I write urban paranormal. Well, what's that? Well, it's kind of, you know, set in the future, but, you know, there's kind of aliens or powers or vampires. What?
Right.
Hmm?
Well,
I can give them.
Name?
Sorry?
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Name?
My other pen name is Christine Rafe, R-A-F-E. I don't have a website for that yet. I've just recently landed a deal with a new magazine coming out where I'll be writing a serialized fantasy story for them.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Every month you will get more time travel and space and adventure from me, so I'm very excited about that.
Now, is this something you can tell more about to the people listening right now so that they can find it and follow
along? No, not yet.
Okay.
But I will have some updates hopefully soon on my blog. So
yes.
If you're interested, please check it out. I'm always typing out fun and interesting notes as I get going on my blog.
Yeah, and we're also going to make Christine swear to do a post on Raven blog to let everybody know where they can find that serial on that, because I know we're going to have people emailing about that. That's definitely sounds like something the listeners would be interested in. Yeah, did you like that? We're making you do it. Did you like that?
That's good. No, I do like that because I need that extra motivation to get me. I'm not so good at the advertising. I'm great at the talking, but not so much at the advertising.
We're good at bullying and making people. We're like the mafia marketing. It's great. You will do this.
Excellent. I will do this for you.
Wait, does the mafia get to wear princess crowns?
Sure, you can wear a princess crown.
Yes.
It sounds like a Quentin Tarantino movie, actually. Mafia with princess crowns and machine guns.
That would so be Michelle. Although she wouldn't want to carry the machine gun, she wouldn't like the smell of gun oil on her hands.
I
would have to
how to fire a gun. We have the whole carry and conceal law here, too.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Oh, yes. Wow, as I shake and shiver.
I actually have a pretty good aim, thank
she
you
does.
Very much.
She does. We just tease. She's actually much harder core than we make her out to be.
That's good.
No, I'm not. I'm a pretty princess.
That's good. You amended that because I damn near choked on my lemonade. Okay. So now, Christine, what else can you go ahead and tell us about yourself? Because Beth was supposed to be on, and I don't know if what happened. Who knows? She could be trying, and Blog Talk Radio could be blocking.
Uh-oh.
It's been known to happen. We have had cases where we are done, and it shows 37 people have tried to call. One person was able to get through.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else can I tell you? I'm going to Nationals this summer.
You are. Is this going to be your first one?
It is my first one, my Virgin Conference. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have a great time. Everyone was very nice last year. That was my first National.
Yeah.
I just want to go to San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell us how it is. Take pictures out there for us.
Oh, I will. I've been anxiously awaiting now since they announced it. I'm like, I'm saving up my money. So there are a bunch of us going. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm also a member of the Deliciously Naughty Authors Group and Six Degrees of Sexy. So authors Wiley Kinson, Amy Rutan, Robin Rotham, oh my goodness, Renee Field, and myself, and Red Gardner. We are the sexy, 6 Degrees of Sexy, and we're going to be getting together at Nationals. I think everybody but Renee is able to make it, and we're just going to have fun. Apparently, the party is in my room.
Surprise.
The surprise. I know. They've asked. I'm from the Canadian Maritimes, and which means drinking is kind of a sport.
Right.
So I'll be mixing, which could lead to some fun and interesting times, and apparently there will be pictures. So we'll see what happens.
Keep your stockings close. That's the only bit of wisdom I can give you on.
Yeah.
Drinking at conferences, yeah.
Yeah.
I locked in our room.
Yeah, I misplaced mine last year. I did take them off, and I have no idea where they actually still are.
I'm pretty sure
chandelier.
One of your fans probably has them. Right?
Yeah.
Along with a picture of you doing it.
Mandy support hose. Woohoo!
You see them on eBay the next week. You
know. Oh, Lord help us all. So I think I actually, I think last Nationals I may have sat next to Kate for signing. I think I did. Rothman, you said?
Oh, Robin. Sorry, Robin Rotham.
Okay.
Alien Overnight, Signorella is one of her books. She's with Dolores Cave as well.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. So what else
so
can
many
pry
people.
Out of you here?
Well, I wanted to ask her about Wizard's Thief because that was her other fairly new release that was on October, right?
Wizard's Thief, excuse me, actually was February. It was part of the February Jewel series.
I said October. Yeah, I meant February.
It's okay. It's close.
You have
like
to
this
speak,
year
Michelle.
In October.
Yeah.
Wizard's Thief, that one kind of just came out of nowhere in a way. It was an idea I had where you see a lot of connections in magic and, you know, connections to the earth. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if the only way a wizard could gain that kind of superpower was if they had a conduit through which they had to access it, and that conduit was a person. And without the person, they lost the ability to cast the magic. So the story is about Rain, who was a wizard who lost the woman who was his connection or conduit to the magic, and winds up having a thief by the name of Callie stumble into his life and discovers that she's also has the ability to be that conduit or be that source of the magic for him, and him having difficulty accepting it because it's never happened before, and sort of how their relationship developed over the period of time and how they came to accept each other.
Excellent. And also sexy cover. I don't know who you did or what blackmail photos you have on what, but you hit some damn good covers.
I think we just need to steal their art cues. Now, we've got Lila Brown in the chat room who says, that she likes the idea of the Princess Mafia. I should write that book. Or actually, the Pretty Princess Mafia. But then she said you could write the sequel, Mandy, of the Evil Empress Mafia.
See, and I think that would be so much more exciting. We're going to have to get
Princess people take down the Evil Empress.
We'll have to
That's
do
right.
Christine could do the future version of it all that we were
the Space Mafia.
The Space Mafia,
the
yeah.
The Space Mafia. Now, you have to put a Christine in your book because that's another name that never gets used as a heroine.
Actually, it is being used currently by me.
Excellent.
So, yes.
Excellent.
Yes, I don't know. I like the Chris names, and I always find myself trying to name characters with Chris names like males, and then I have issues because my brother's name is Christopher, and I always think Iggy. So I pull back. So I do a lot of females with Chris variations, like Christine, Christina, Kristen.
That's good, because I don't see it very often, sometimes,
yeah.
but not
yeah.
very often.
I would like to see authors using their own names in books a little bit more.
Oh.
I think that would be interesting.
I have to say, I'm the Urban Paranormal I just finished writing, I used my middle name for my heroine's name, and that was very bizarre.
Was that weird? It was like a Mary Sue moment in fanfic, you know?
And I'm like, wow, that looks really cool on paper, but I don't, and I keep having the urge to go back and change it, but I don't think I can now. I think I'm
right.
kind of attached to it.
I always want to give one my maiden name to just sort of pay homage to that, but I always feel kind of like, oh, I don't know.
Well, we did the Raven Happy Hour free story with the names Mandy and Michelle, and when we started it, we just thought there would be like kind of campy interviews that we'd do for a while, but it turned into this whole like big cult-following fan story that we get emails for weekly. It needs to be updated, we know. And, it's actually really weird to write your own name into a story.
Yes.
Because people will take those alter egos that we did that were just, like, hilarious extremes of who we really are. And plus, they're single and we're happily married. But
I'm telling you, single, sexy,
they think that they're us.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to write yourself into certain, you know, love scenes.
Yeah.
When it came to that, because we didn't expect it to get that far, you know, it was just something fun we did, and like, we'll use our names.
I would like to interject, it was hard to start with, then I didn't care who I was throwing the Mandy character in with. I was like, boom, doing a train.
And I think I'm just naturally more conservative than Mandy. But I think most people are.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Christine in there to do something now. This poor girl, she's getting roped in. I'm telling you, we are the marketing mafia.
Hey, again, creative ADD. I'm good. I can do whatever you want.
Now, we did swear to you that we would get you out of here a little bit early.
Oh, you should have seen that,
Sandy. You do have something, a prior engagement you mentioned.
Yes, I have a prior engagement, and I will share, and it's purely for selfish reasons, and I don't even wish I could get out of it. My company is a fantastic company. They've gotten us all tickets to see Indiana Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
And it starts in 20 minutes.
Oh, my. Well, we will let you go, and you're going to have to get back with us and tell us how the movie was.
I will. I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal, so I have to say I'm very looking forward to it. And it would be Harrison Ford is the only reason I would ever cut short.
Well, he better be. All right, one more time real quick. Your web address and your newest release.
My newest release is The Bond That Heals Us. It is available right now through Alora's Cave, and my website is www.christinedabo.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And you have fun at the movie.
Yeah. I will. Thank you.
I'm so jealous.
You can see it tomorrow. Bye.
I am jealous.
I
love
know.
The movie.
We should just hang up early and go to the movie, too.
Was that a real offer?
No, stay on the phone, Michelle.
I was already grabbing my shoes.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can find it somewhere.
Speaking of shoes, we have got to talk about the shoes I saw at the
yes.
drugstore. Oh, my gosh. These shoes are everyone, okay, in your mind, picture flip-flops, but that are like jelly shoes. Floppy kind of that.
You all remember the jellies from the 80s, 90s.
Right.
Like horrific plastic. Rocks get stuck in the heels. Make your feet stink to high heaven. I don't really know what they are.
Now,
I've
picture these with an inch and a half stiletto-like pump on them.
Well,
honest to God, jelly-like
pump. Bad enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Flip-flops are horrific enough. But
these were at the drugstore, and they were, of course, clearanced out on the Nobody Wants It Bin, and I should have bought them. I may go back and buy them, and if I do, they're going to make the rounds, people. We're going to send them out to a reader, make the reader have a picture with them somewhere, and then have the reader send them to someone else and keep going. So these shoes, like Raven shoes, are going to make it around the world.
Yeah, so we are walking around the world with Raven, and I think it's a great idea. If we can get the shoes, these shoes will be sent to a reader, and the only stipulation is you take a picture, send it back to us, let us know where the shoes were, and we don't have to use your name if you don't want your location known. And then you send it on to the next person.
Yes.
And we are going to see how many pictures we can get and how many places these fabulous flip-flop heels can get to.
We want to see if they can really go around the world in 80 days. It would be so great. And you know what? We scream tacky shoes, so that's perfect.
And if this works, Michelle Tierra is going out.
Oh, and we also should let you guys know that I'll be starting a thing on my blog, Working Women Wednesdays. And this will be kind of like every Wednesday on my blog, I'll be doing topics that relate to just women in general. Like if you're busy and everything else, and, you know, life is hectic. It doesn't matter if you work in a corporate office or if you're working is being a homemaker. It's still work. And we don't have enough hours in the day, period, anymore. So I'm getting together a bunch of author buddies, Michelle included. She's not getting out of this, even though she thinks she's going to try.
I just think it's funny that you want me to give cooking advice.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, all kinds of fun girl stuff here. We're going to talk about, you know, beauty products, cleaning tips, to, you know, quick and cleaning time, cooking, you know, quick cooking type things. fast, making life easier is the whole premise behind it. So I'm excited about that, and hopefully it will take off. And I've already got some really great authors volunteering to help out with it, and hopefully more to come. I'm trying to think of things to say since I didn't write anything.
Wow, you're
down
doing so well.
You're like,
you
yeah, I'm just going off of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, in celebration of Bella Mia coming out at the end of June, I am starting a Kerrigan riot. So anybody who would like to see King Kerrigan, the Dark King, get his own book, email me and email Mandy, and I will forward her emails to make sure she actually reads the ones you sent her. And, yeah, so that is Michelle_Pillow@yahoo.com.
You do know this time next
Kerrigan
week I'm going to be sitting there with a bunch of emails going, Kerrigan needs his own book.
I hope so, because you're not listening to me.
Oh, it's so easy to ignore you.
Hey.
It's harder to do it to them.
Don't make me send you baby kitties.
Oh, okay. Kerrigan gets a book.
Woohoo!
It's like a paragraph. Kerrigan gets a blurb. All right.
At this point, I'll take it.
There once was a king from Nantucket.
I'm not even going to continue on with the line that entered my head after that. Now, we just got some stuff going on. You are getting some work done, which I was really happy to hear that you were, you know, plugging away a little bit on Valkyrie 3.
Yes.
But you've got agents have requested stuff from you, so you've got some exciting things going on.
Yes, and I'm hopefully going to get...
on the spot?
What's that?
Do you like having you on the spot?
Love it, yeah.
It's Mandy hour. Go!
Now, I won't say who requested, because then when they tell me no, I won't be embarrassed and have to admit it publicly. But I will say that I am getting things done, and I should have them all out and hopefully out the door by the start of next week. I'm excited to get that all done. And everybody cross your fingers that it works out. And I'm going to actually put myself out there and attempt for a few more. Don't everyone fall over at once, Michelle included. And Michelle, you've got some exciting stuff going on, too.
Yeah, some agent stuff, too. Same thing Mandy said. Anyway, we've got some shout-outs.
Hey, nice try on the changing of the subject.
I love the segue. Well, no, we do need to do some shout-outs to some of the Raven sponsors. Judith, how dare you slap over Judith's name? That's just wrong.
Well, I had to hit you somehow.
Yeah. It actually hurt my pride. Do you feel better? I tried to sound
convincing. Sorry.
Judith Rochelle at judithrochelle.com. Her latest release is One Hot Texas Night from Wild Rose Press, so be sure to check her out. Another sponsor is Don Ryder from www.donryder, and that's Don Ryder with a Y.com. Her newest book released March 14th from Allure's Cave called Challenge Protocol. Also, Lauren Dane from laurendane.com, Making Chase, which will release June 24th from Samhain Publishing. So thank you all for being supporters of The Raven.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough. It's, you know, really great. But we'd like to give our supporters a shout-out. And we also have a couple people supporting us, N.J. Walters. Has a newsletter interview coming out with us on June 1st. So you can go to just Google N.J. Walters and sign up for her newsletter to see that interview. Also, Rowena Cherry's newsletter, the latest one. It should be coming out any day if it hasn't already. You
right.
can sign up for her newsletter and also see our mention in there. So thank you to both of them for supporting Raven Radio.
Yes, big thanks to Nat.
All right. Yes, I have the agent something getting happening too. Like Mandy said, pretty much the same thing. I'm not going to jinx it or talk about it, but I'm pretty excited. Some new materials requested, and I'm actually working on a new series, so I'm pretty excited about it. I'm just in my favorite stage, swimming in research and historical-based research too, so that's just wonderful. I'm happy.
Yeah. I love the world-building phase and just the whole getting everything together, the organization of it. I think I live for that moment. It's really hard sometimes to say goodbye to the characters at the end. You know, even though you sometimes will get frustrated with them, it is hard to put the end sometimes on a document and say goodbye to them. I really love getting to know everybody and, like, figuring it out.
I like the world-building process, I think, the research and then figuring out how the world's going to work, you know, and usually, I know that you do this too, Mandy, we both end up with notebooks filled with notes on the intricate workings of this world that never even make it into the actual book itself. But I think
you don't care that Bob is the plumber down the street from so-and-so and so-and-so, and that's okay because it never actually will be in the book, but we know, should the plumbing go bad in the book, we can call Bob who's down the street. Yeah, that's how ridiculous we get on things. It's true, people.
But, you know, I think it makes for, you know, at least as for me as a writer, makes the story all that richer because I do know all those details about the world.
Right.
And I love the big world building.
Though we do run into problems sometimes because we'll tell each other a lot of everything, and then we'll be talking and we'll there'll be a hump we're at or a block point, and we'll say, oh, you know, this is what I'm thinking. And the other one will be like, oh, well, you know, how about that one thing? And the other person's like, yeah, that's great, but it's not actually in the book. It's just something that's...
Yeah, I did actually include that.
Yeah, but I thought it, and it's there in my mind, but... Yeah, we do that kind of stuff to each other all the time.
Well, and we also save each other from killing characters.
True. Mrs. Everybody Should Die.
They were going to come back to life.
Yes.
They were just going to be stabbed. They weren't going to actually die.
Somebody out there, if you want to invent, like, an emergency stopper, a computer protector thing that I can initiate on this end, like the bat phone, to stop Michelle from doing stuff, and, like, she could do vice versa, that would be fabulous.
I'll stop you from doing everything until Kerrigan's done.
I'm like, oh,
Michelle,
this isn't working.
300,000 words. Keep going.
Did he end up with Michelle yet? No. Then it's not finished. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I did have a nice surprise. Someone emailed me and said that they talked about the Tamingham Antho book video that I made a while back, like last year. It's the Kiss and Tell blog. So I was just going to give a shout out to them because I thought that was really sweet. They just said they liked the video and that they were featuring it on their blog. But to get there, you can see, go to michellepillow.com/blog, and the link's on there on my blog post. But I thought that was very nice of them, so I thought I'd give them a shout-out mention, too.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you know what? I think I've officially said everything that there is to say.
I think I have, too. We have a few minutes left if you wanted to just shoot the shit and talk about whatever, because believe it or not, we get more email asking us why we don't just lose our minds anymore.
I think we should talk about our new contest idea, not just the traveling shoes one, which I think is fabulous. I can't wait, and I hope people participate. And if you want to get your name on that list beforehand, we even go to make sure we can buy these shoes,
email
you can take
us
pictures of your feet, that your dog could be wearing them.
Yeah.
You could be putting stickers on them. We don't care. We just
want to see. If it boils down to it and we can't get these shoes or some other item, I will sacrifice one of my skull collection things, and I will send it out as the Raven Skull to be making rounds.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be fun. So, yeah, get a hold of us if you think it would be fun and you'd like to do it, too. And, you know, so we know if people are actually willing to participate in it or if it's just another one of our, hey, everybody should do it, and we're clearly on crack schemes.
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't make it live. But, yeah, it's ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Just let us know you're interested. We think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we're also talking about doing a new contest, and the details should be on the blog tonight. We're going to we love the viral blog ideas,
yes.
And we have decided that we are going to give away some free advertising. It can be for authors, for your ghost hunting group, whatever it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
We will give you a free advertising pack at Raven, and if we get a lot of entries, we'll do more than one. But to enter, you'll just go to ravenhappyhour.com.
Oh, wait, we won't give it to you. You'll be entered to win it. You won't automatically get it, but you'll be entered to win it if you do the hit it, Vanna. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. Yes. Oh, and you must be 18 years or older to enter any of the Raven things.
I don't feel like you're doing the Vanna post. I don't feel it.
Oh. To enter, send us a direct link to where you posted about us, and you can do as many places as you like, and in each place will be an entry, and we will draw from the people who entered a free advertising pack or two to go to a couple lucky winners. Do you like how I keep inserting that? but you'll go to the blog later today, today is May 21st, so by tonight there should be a post on the blog telling you exactly what to do, how to enter, and basically you'll just need to post a small blurb about Raven Radio going nights and our little graphic, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. So
yes.
Oh, and it was ravenhappyhour.com/ravenblog.
Yes, and it's those Raven nights is what we're doing.
Why is it I have all these addresses memorized?
I don't know. I don't even bother.
I think you do. You just, I think you just like making me do that. Like,
I do enjoy
no,
it.
Michelle, I don't know what the email address is.
I don't.
I'm just checking it right now.
I'm staring at it as we speak. Gee golly, wow, temporarily unable to see.
Well, you know what? We already have somebody on board for the shoes traveling. Leela from the chat room has agreed that she's on board. The send her the shoes.
Oh, my gosh. And when she sees these hideous monstrosities, she's going to be like, I'm sorry, I volunteered to be first.
These were the type of shoes where we looked at it. Mandy sent me a picture on my phone, and we're looking at this going, we have to buy them. We have to do something because they just, I mean, come on.
Well, we need a disclaimer, though.
Enough.
Don't actually put them on and try to wear them because I don't think they're going to support any weight. I think you're going to break your ankle or your neck trying these suckers.
I mean, big apologies for laughing at these to the person who invented them.
Yeah, and anyone who owns them and thinks they're great, I'm sorry, I can't even lie to you and say that they are. I really can't. I normally could, with a straight face, be like, those are fabulous. Oh, my God, where'd you get those? I would just start laughing really hard right now.
You know, everybody you've ever complimented is, like, looking at their pink fluffy slippers going, huh.
I wish I knew how to bedazzle things because I'd get them and even make them worse. I'm going to tape Michelle's picture to the soul.
You were so getting a bedazzler for Christmas.
Oh, wouldn't I, you know what, though? That'd be a dangerous thing to send me because I would bedazzle everything.
I bedazzled my wall.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. So we've got the shoe thing hopefully started up. I've got to go over to the drugstore and make sure nobody else bought my shoes, man. Oh,
no,
that's my
after seeing them, I don't think that that's a problem.
Somebody will. Somebody listening who's my friend is going to go over there right now just to screw with me and buy that pair. Just to screw with me. You'll be like, I got the shoes. What are you going to do about it?
And either way, you'll have to post a picture on the blog later.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
It's just way
yeah.
funny.
Oh,
so, yeah, that address was ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Get in on the traveling shoes.
Yes. And also the viral blogging on those Raven nights. And it doesn't matter. Whatever your online business is, whatever. Well, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be online. We will enter you to win an ad space, which, you know, these things are like $60, $70 value right here, people. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't feel you're doing the Vanna pose again. How can I Pat Sajak if you're not going to Vanna with me?
You have daydreams about being Pat Sajak. No, Mandy. We need to talk about this friendship.
Because he can spell and... I'm so envious of someone who can spell.
Did you just make the noise talking about... Mandy, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to break up with you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll go to Bob Barker instead. Fine. Don't forget to get your pet spayed or neutered. If Michelle could hang up with me now, she would.
You know, Leela from the chat room, I'm just changing the subject. I don't want to hear about Pat. Those fantasies are best left to your mind and your mind alone. Please don't share. Leela wanted us to clarify that. How dare you flush on Leela? You're just so rude today.
On you. How dare you? How dare you project the flushing?
You know how I deflect? Anyway, she would like to point out that we are going to have to be the first two people, so she will be the third.
Oh, okay, yes. Thank God one of us can count here, and it's not us.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I just like how it's like, oh, so we have to wear the shoes too. Well, thank you all for joining us. This has been a fun time.
I can't even
time.
Talk
thank
anymore.
Christine.
Thank
Ignore
you.
Ignore Mandy giggling in the background as she thinks of Pat. Thank you for joining us, and we'll hope you join us next week while Raven Radio goes nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, see you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.